get me wrong. I've got nothing against the Heath bar.
No, it's a delicious candy.
It's a delicious candy. It's a sugary, tasty treat.
I'll just change the way I tell my life so it's better.
Let's see how extreme we can get.
Babu.
Let's see how far we can go.
Beth and Bob, uncensored.
You know, like you hit about 12 or 13 and you start wanting to start to show off that you have a figure.
I know that happened to me at 13.
Of course it did.
Yeah,
it did.
That's actually the opposite of crazy.
Where's your mother? Fall down dead. In my dirty mouth, pretty little head. I wish you were here. I wish you'd make my bed. In my dirty mouth, pretty little head.
Hello, fellow dirty minds. Welcome back, Frank, to episode 24 of Babu Radio, Beth and Bob Uncensored on CosmicBroadcasting.com. I am your co-host, Cabby Bob, and I've got a golden ticket. And it's my pleasure to introduce to you once again the Charlie to my Grandpa Joe, Elizabeth Clements Mosley. Beth, how you doing this week?
Well, I think that's a fine characterization considering my indulgence even now in the hot tamales candy.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And the confectioner's art. I got pistachios.
Yeah, Bob got pistachios. Len gave Bob pistachios.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Way better than hot tamales.
Oh, I see where the fuck this is going.
Yeah, I win.
All right, I see.
So what you been up to this week? Anything exciting and fun?
Well, interestingly enough...
What happened?
Just
do I have a booger?
No. Oh. But, okay, so the first... I've had the worst morning. So, like, the first... Okay, so the first thing that happened...
Must have been hilarious.
I have to take a second.
We'll be right back with you, Frank. I don't know what's happened to Beth. Beth, do you smell burning toast? Are you? No? Okay.
Okay, so.
Nope, oh, we thought we had it there for a second. It's okay. Okay.
You know those things that happen that are, like, very funny, but they're also, like, they make you feel really vulnerable.
Okay.
So I had two of those. I'm laughing so hard my eyes are watering. Okay, I have to stop. Okay, so the first thing was that I got up this morning and I wanted to shut the bedroom window because it was cold.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so far, just to recap, Frank, we have... It was cold, and the bedroom window needed to be closed, in case you didn't catch that.
There's no possible way, for it to live up to this, except it was... So, I went over, and I have those champion windows, so they either open down or up, and I pushed the wrong thing, because I was so tired.
Okay.
And the air conditioner fell out from the second floor.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
It was just so terrible. So then I had to go downstairs, and Dylan was making coffee, and I was like, you need to come upstairs right now. And he turns around, he's like,
or maybe
wait,
to the like, front yard.
Well, then it's also dangling from an electrical socket.
Yes.
So, it was just this terrible feeling, this awful moment where I realized, oops, I pushed the wrong, just in time to, like, it didn't even really make a sound. It made the sound of sudden vacancy. you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, all of a sudden, it just wasn't there anymore, and there was cold air coming in, and I realized, oh, God, what have I done? It was just awful.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Dylan came upstairs, and he was just like, you pushed the wrong thing! So then he had to, like, lean out the window and pull it up. You know, the rest of the story isn't that funny. It was just that terrible moment where I realized
I
had done. It's really bad. And then I got to work. And there's a small private elevator that
runs in my building that's just for the owner of the building and the staff.
Uh-huh.
And, like, the other tenants can't use it and stuff like that. So I was working on the third floor today. So I punched in the basement. And I decided to take the elevator to the third floor. Now, mind you, this is maybe an hour, maybe 45 minutes after the air conditioner incident.
Right.
So it's already... And
So you're off to a good start.
Yeah, I'm off to a great start. And so I head up to the third floor, and I get stuck in the elevator.
Oh.
Now, thank God, I usually... First of all, as you well know, I've been drinking a lot of water lately, you know, so like a big shitload of water very early in the morning and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so there I'm stuck in the elevator, and none of the buttons work, and now I'm pounding on the elevator. And luckily, it's a small, you know, so I waited until... Pounding, and I realized that as soon as the elevator door shut, that I no longer got cell reception. So now I don't have a phone either.
Uh-huh.
And finally, one of the other people came and punched in and heard me pounding and yelling, "Help! Help!" And I was forced to pee in my purse. I was only in there for 4 minutes. I didn't pee in my purse, but. Anyway, yeah, like 4 minutes, and none of the buttons would work, and I couldn't get anyone to... And it turns out that Randolph was there already, one of the other people that works there, and he thought it was someone pounding on some other door, so he completely ignored it because he didn't care.
Mm.
And later he came and apologized because when Mary, the person that opened the door, all she had to do was push the button from the outside, and it opened, but there I was, like... crying and shaking and help me. So first the air conditioner, and then my only experience ever in my life of actually being caught stuck in a small rickety elevator that I genuinely thought I was a little bit afraid that I was going to be in there for like hours or something, and
right
scared the shit out of me.
I don't think I've ever been trapped in an elevator.
Well, it's not very much fun. Oh, hey!
Our guest has arrived.
I forgot to confirm with you, and then I thought I'm a fucking loser, but we actually... Hey! Oh, my God, you guys, we have a guest.
We have a
thank
guest.
Thank you, Jesus. Here, do you want some candy?
No, I'm good, thank you. Pistachios.
Score.
Ooh, pistachios.
Have a microphone. Have some nuts.
I hit every rhythm.
Here, have a bun.
Have a bun. Usually I'm late, so you missed that I accidentally opened my bedroom window this morning and the air conditioner fell out.
Of course it did.
Then I was caught in an elevator and was forced to pee in my purse because I was in there for 4 minutes.
It's a long time.
It was really scary.
Did you never watch The Office? The first thing you do when the elevator stops is you designate a pee corner.
Oh. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
Dwight Schrute taught us that.
I just used my pants.
That's good.
And so that was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so everyone today treated me as if I were fragile.
Well, I mean, that's two pretty traumatic starts to the day.
Well, and you actually know this thing that is wrong with me, one of many things, which is that as soon as I get worked up at all, I start retching really loudly. So, like, I get out doing that, and I don't like to... The bark retching is something that I like for people to not know about me until we've been friends a while. So
right.
I haven't worked there long enough for me to wish for the staff to have experienced the bark retching.
Yes, I have heard the bark retching. Indeed.
Horf!
Yes.
I can't remember what it was. I don't remember.
Do you remember that time after
some sort of animal fluid?
Oh.
I was at your house.
Oh, yes.
It involved some sort of animal fluid. I don't remember what it was.
And I made bark retches?
Yeah. And you got very embarrassed and ran into the bathroom, which did no good.
No, none at all. Amplifies it, the yes. echo chamber, the bark retch echo chamber.
Yes.
Or that time after Streetcar that we went to the bar and I had two whole drinks and smoked a cigar and then ended
yes.
up throwing up in the public petunias.
Yes.
Outside on the street.
That's right.
In front of strangers.
In the community. But you weren't nearly as loud that time because there was actually something happening. It wasn't just the... Wasn't just the bark. Or maybe it was just that it was outdoors and you weren't in a porcelain echo chamber.
No, that's true. Although when stuff comes up, it usually I don't have the I don't vocalize then for some strange reason.
Oh God! So. Well, I am the loudest vomiter in the universe.
Yes.
Painfully, it's literally painfully loud to me. And I can't. I try every time. I'm like,
okay, don't
make a whole ton of noise. Just do it. Just be a normal person. Just get the stuff out that your body.
Sometimes flashing the peace sign to let everyone know that you're
exactly.
okay.
Exactly.
That's my favorite.
And it seems to be strictly a birthday thing.
Yes. Yes, that's true. Did you vomit on my birthday?
I certainly did.
That's so great. So when was the last time you puked, Steve? Was it the bear shit thing?
No, that was close. I felt it. I felt it, but I pushed it back down. Yeah, it was. It's been probably a good year.
Hmm.
So, yeah, usually once a year, and then I'm good. I'm good to go.
Are you a drink vomiter or just a sick vomiter?
I used to be a drink vomiter, and now it's mainly just a sick kind of thing. I've got a 2-year-old, so I don't drink enough to get sick at this point because I can't. It'll kill me.
For me, that's 2 drinks.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
I'm a big lightweight.
You're a cheap date.
I am a cheap date if what you're hoping for is vomiting as opposed to, you know, hanky-panky.
Right.
In which case, yeah, just give me 2 drinks.
Unless you're into vomiting and that's hanky-panky to you.
Well, there are those people.
And not that there... Yeah, no, there is something wrong with that. Never mind.
Yeah, you're on dates with those people.
I'm not going to qualify that.
Why are you feeding me corn?
Yeah. Why do you have a bottle of Ipecac in your purse? What is going on?
Hey...
Are you a loud vomiter, or are you pretty quiet about it?
I think I'm pretty quiet. My wife is really loud.
Yeah.
That's when she finds religion. It's all, oh, God. Oh, God.
Nice.
So, yeah.
I got the nickname the Hamburglar in Europe.
Yeah,
exactly. In Europe, we were on a bus from Amsterdam to Germany, and I was 17 and on tour with my band in Europe. So I might have been doing a little drinking.
Sure.
I believe we had gotten thrown out of the bar in Amsterdam the night before, which I still wear as a badge of honor.
Fresca.
And, so I had the dry heaves all the way to Germany, and I had a garbage bag in front of me going, rubble, 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 rubble. So they started calling me the Hamburglar for the rest of the tour.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's impressive that you get... thrown out of a bar in Amsterdam.
Yeah,
what do you have to do for that to happen?
Well, this oddly enough, we found a Western U.S. themed bar in Amsterdam called the Crazy Horse Saloon.
Nice.
And they had tables that were made out of those big wooden barrels.
Yeah.
With just a round piece of glass.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting on the top, and they had, you know, wagon wheels and cowboy boots and stuff hanging all over this bar. And so we somehow one of the girls that was there with us, her purse strap had gotten wedged under the table. It was uneven wood floor, so it kind of rocked back, and it was on top of her purse strap. So she was trying to leave, but she couldn't pick up her purse. And so me and the guy who had been buying me shots all night decided that we would help her get her purse out. So we started to lift this barrel up so she could pull her purse out. But the glass tabletop was completely stacked up with pint beer glasses and shot glasses. And all those things kind of went sideways. And so then we decided to leave right after the manager agreed that that was probably the best thing we could do. And then The maid in the hotel made me clean up the bathroom in the hallway.
Nice.
She came into my room, got me out of bed, and said, "I'm not cleaning that up. You do it."
Wow.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, part of my job involves cleaning bathrooms sometimes.
Oh, I don't blame her. I mean, I did not have good aim.
You want to talk about bad aim? Somebody shit in the urinal.
Now, see, that's not bad aim. That's just a dick.
Yeah, why would you fucking
do
that?
That's an asshole move. You're a bad person.
Yeah, so you've shit in the urinal, and then there's this woman, apparently, that comes in maybe 3 times a week. There's a coffee shop next door. And she uses paper towels, and they're all stained with something chunky and brown, and then she throws them behind the toilet all crumpled up. Every week, three times a week.
What?
I don't know.
What? That's weird.
Yeah, I really want to just, like, hide out and be like, bitch, what the fuck are you doing?
You're just up in the ceiling tiles. You're what's making rules noise? For yourself. I'm only going to look when she comes in. That's it.
Only just that.
Just her. I'm okay. Going to look and see who it is, and then if it's not her, I'm going to close the ceiling tile and then cut to 6 months later, and you're up there with a video camera.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how it starts. Got to watch yourself.
Yeah. Then I can start a website and call it, like, the Straining Diaries.
Mm-hmm.
Just photographs.
And you can spell diaries differently.
Yeah. Diaries.
With an H.
Yeah, with an yes. H and two R's.
Yeah, that's funny. Okay, well, let's talk about something else now.
No, let's talk about diarrhea some more. I'm kidding.
Well, I'm glad I didn't have diarrhea this morning. That would have been really unpleasant.
Yeah, that would have been. That's another corner of the elevator spoken for.
Well, it's fucking carpeted. The elevator's carpeted. The walls are carpeted. Who the fuck?
That's so they can't hear you scream when you get stuck in there.
Well, they heard me.
Steve, what have you been up to this week?
I've been in recovery mode. We had a show open last week, so
right. How's that going?
It's going okay. It's going all right.
It's a good show.
I read a good review of it. I think I'm going to come see it next or this coming Sunday, I believe.
Nice, cool.
I can't go Friday or Saturday. Actually, maybe I'll go next weekend. But I'm going to go.
Awesome.
Yeah, you definitely need to see that.
Yeah.
Your pal Dylan is he's outstanding, and everyone's outstanding. Mm-hmm. I think
they really are.
But, you know, I'm biased.
Well, I like all those peeps that are in there.
Yeah, they're good guys.
Mm-hmm.
And lady.
And a gal.
I don't know her, so I can't comment.
She's super cool.
She is super cool.
Well, I'm sure she is.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a theater person.
Yeah.
There's only about four of those that I don't like, so.
I'm trying to think. Oh, yeah. You know who you are.
Yeah, there they are.
Yeah.
There they
yeah.
are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, just been doing that. And
right on. I read a very good review of the show online, so I can't remember what the...
Broadway World, probably.
I think it was, yeah. It was posted on Facebook or somewhere.
Yep. And then just digging the fact that it's fall.
Absolutely.
Like you, I am not a fan of the summer.
Yes.
Ugh, glad that is behind us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think...
That's why I threw the air conditioner.
It's a statement.
It was a celebration. We don't need this shit anymore.
Summer.
Yeah.
I think it was Monday was as close to a perfect day as what we've had since last fall. I walked outside, it was sunny, it was 60 degrees, there was a little breeze that kind of made it a little cooler every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, it was fantastic. I just wanted to stand in the middle of the street and yell.
That was probably the day that I was grimly putting on my coat first and cursing as I went to the car.
No, 60 is so great.
I brought a winter coat today.
I know, and... I refrain from calling you a crazy woman.
I won't. You're a crazy woman. It's like 81 degrees out. That's insane.
I didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah, it's pretty warm today.
That happens.
I may have picked the wrong hockey jersey for today.
What? I don't know why that is.
Just material-wise, this one's it's a much tighter knit polyester, so it's very warm.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yeah, I was going to say that.
What?
I don't know.
It's a fabric thing. You like fabrics.
I love fabrics. Who the fuck doesn't love fabrics? Yeah. Textiles.
Yeah, textiles.
Love them.
They're the future. Or no, that's plastics.
Plastics.
Plastics are the future.
That's where the future is.
Mm-hmm. And dry cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see that movie, The Man Who Wasn't There?
Yes.
Coen Brothers with, what's his name?
Billy Bob,
yep. It's all about dry cleaning.
That's the only sort one of theirs I have not seen.
It's good.
I've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like I saw something good just recently, but I can't remember what it was. Oh, yeah, well, The Walking Dead, that was great.
Ooh.
Been pretty excited about it.
There were some quality kills on that one.
Burly!
Oh.
Yes, sir.
It's the one with dragons, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's got dragons in it. Yeah, so I've been waiting for... I hate, you know, we talk about it like every four episodes, but it comes up naturally, organically every four episodes, just that you hate to be behind it. Like a series that you actually have to wait till the next.
Oh yeah, it's the worst.
Yeah, I really hate.
That's why I have not seen one episode.
And you're liking American Horror Story, right?
I am loving American Horror Story.
Because I fucking hated the second season. I thought it was stupid and awful.
That was the asylum one, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That seems to be the consensus: one good, two bad, three good.
I kind of like two.
Four good so far.
Three didn't do a whole lot for me.
Or I guess three decent until the last couple episodes, and then it ended poorly. I haven't seen it because it's still on the air, but this is something I read.
What channel is that?
I believe it's FX.
Okay, I'll watch that because I like Jessica Lange.
Yeah, she's great, and it has possibly the scariest clown of all time.
Really?
This clown is... words, there are none.
Scarier really? Than Pennywise?
Oh, my God. Oh, God. He makes Pennywise look like a Girl Scout.
Makes Pennywise look like a
Pennywise. Well, I don't know. Girl Scouts terrify me. So.
Well, that's true, but, you know.
Cookie season is worse than summer.
But, yeah, no, this clown, he's played by a guy named John Carroll Lynch, who I think is from Denver, oddly enough. But
interesting.
You'd know him if you saw him. He's a big character guy.
Right on.
And but, yeah.
I'll watch it.
Yeah, yeah. Dig in. Because, I mean, it's a freak show. Who doesn't enjoy a good freak show?
You know, I'm a big Todd Browning fan.
There you go.
One of us, baby.
One of us.
Mm-hmm.
Little armless fun.
That was one of those little aha connection moments, because I was a fan of the Ramones, and then I just thought that song was kind of silly.
Mm.
Pinhead.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I didn't know what they were talking about. And then I saw that movie and I was like, oh, this is from this. Okay. Sometimes things talk about other things. That's cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Probably, I don't know, 14 or so.
Yeah, Zippy the Pinhead, too.
Mm-hmm.
The cartoon.
Never got Zippy.
No?
Yeah. I think it, you know, again, 14.
Yeah, sure.
I think a lot of it probably went over my head, but.
But that's know. Who it
but
was.
That's kind of
Zip and Pip.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Really awful to put Fringe on microcephalics and then ask them to shimmy. That's disturbing on so many levels.
Yeah.
Shimmying microcephaly.
So what are your, you know, everybody on Twitter and everybody on Facebook is doing an October horror movie watching thing.
Oh, nice. Are they?
Oh, are they? I'm above all that. Yeah. What would you put on your... What are your top...
Exorcist.
Right.
An Exorcist
3. 3, right.
Not 2.
No, 2 is the worst. One of the worst pieces of garbage ever made.
Oh, God, so terrible. But 1 and 3 are very good.
Yeah.
Seems like there's been other ones that scared me, but I can't remember what they were.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's ever really, and almost anything I ever find in another horror movie, I'm like, yeah, why don't you just write Billy Friedkin a thank you note for that, because it's
oh, sure,
so derivative.
Yeah.
I mean, he really just figured out all of the ways to scare you, and except that now I can't use fucking bathrooms, especially like many stalled bathrooms in quiet buildings, because I'm afraid that a little Asian girl will be crawling under the stalls or something, so... That's one that he missed. I didn't know that was going to happen, but like little tiny, thin, cute Asian girls with oddly growing hair, like growing along the walls or something. I really don't want that.
No, I don't think anybody would want to actually see that.
No, no, yeah. Sir. I'm kind of scared of Asian girls now, just generally. I mean, and some of them are very cute and sweet, and I'm always like, if I wake up and you're standing over my bed, I'm going to come unstuck.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen Audition?
Oh, my God, Audition.
That'll...
Okay, that's on the
that
list.
Will put you off the Asian girls, because...
Oh,
man. Oh, that sound, oh, good Lord.
Oh,
have you
seen
Audition?
I have not yet. It's
got to go on the list.
Yeah, it is. It's
saying
been...
the name of the movie makes my mouth taste bad.
It's been on the list for a while. I just the other day on Netflix right now there's a documentary called Never Sleep Again. It's like 3.5 hours.
The Nightmare.
Yeah, talking about the Nightmare on Elm Street series. Mm. And it talks to Wes Craven and the guy who produced them all and Robert Englund and all the actors that were in them except for the ones that are famous now, which I thought was funny. Like Johnny Depp's not in it and what's her name? Come on. Really? You know who I'm talking about. She's in True Romance. Medium.
Arquette.
Yeah.
What's her first name?
Yeah.
Rosanna.
No.
Patricia. No, the other one.
Patricia.
There you go.
She's not in it. Yeah. But, it was pretty interesting. Because there's enough distance from it now that they're kind of like, yeah, that was probably a mistake that, you know, this one didn't work so well. So it's not just like, aren't these movies great and everything's, you know, it's kind of like, yeah, you know, we can, that was pretty... Pretty,
the first one was very scary.
Oh, yeah.
I was 12, but it was really scary.
Yeah.
The rest did not live up to that. Poltergeist, too.
Yeah.
I thought Poltergeist was very scary.
Oh, Poltergeist scared the shit out of me.
You bet.
Oh, no. Yeah, that was probably... Clown.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was probably the first horror movie that I saw. And I had a big tree right outside my bedroom window, and... Oof. I didn't sleep for a couple nights. It was, yeah. And that's probably when I had a huge aversion to anything that had people's faces coming off.
Yeah, sure, nobody likes that.
Yeah, but I'm like, I would freak the fuck out. Like I think it was there's a movie called Strange Invaders.
Yeah.
And they like really advanced the special effects of people pulling their faces off and being aliens underneath. Like, by the time it got to V, it looked so cheap and I was older that it didn't bother me anymore. But I think it was called Strange Invaders. Just scared the shit out of me. And it's really not that scary of a movie. It's kind of a campy horror comedy. But it also had really good, you know, special effects.
The original Fog scared me quite badly when I was young.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty scary.
Mm-hmm.
When you're 8, too, it's pretty scary. And it seems like there was something else back then that... Oh, the very first thing that ever just fucked my shit up was the awful waxy hand coming out of the river in Deliverance at the end.
Oh, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With the weird, like, you know, synthesizer music underneath, which is deeply cheesy now. But, again, I was, like, 4, and I just remember not... that did not work okay for me at the time. It was not good.
There was one that came out, I want to say like 78, 79, called Magic.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah.
Anthony Hopkins. Oh, such a good movie.
And he's got the ventriloquist doll.
Oh, yep.
And such a good movie.
This dummy had its lip would curl up so you'd see its teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember seeing the trailer for that as a kid. That sent me running.
The scariest thing about that movie, though, is... They set up all these shots where you think the doll is going to move by itself, and it never does.
Yeah.
But it's so. But you're expecting it to.
Yeah.
And because they set up these shots where the doll will be sitting in the foreground, just on the couch, staring straight into the camera, and then Anthony Hopkins will be behind him doing something, and it has this super crazy tense music, and you're expecting to see the thing's head turn, but it never does. But just that. Tension of like, what's it going to do? Yeah, that's a great movie.
Yeah.
Burgess Meredith and...
that's right.
Anne Margaret. Yeah.
Wow. Yep. Remember Phantasm?
Oh, yeah.
Flying little
silver ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My friend Mike was a huge Phantasm fanatic. He loves that movie.
Well,
Angus Scrimm.
Yeah. Because there was like a... I think the story of its making seems more interesting. Like it's real low budget and stuff like that, and they did it all themselves. And
yep.
These things are making me get sick. Those fucking.
So you start talking about movies, you just start munching on candy.
The Conjuring was pretty good.
Conjuring was good.
I don't want that thing on the top of my wardrobe.
No. No.
No, not so much.
No, sir.
Nope. Yeah, that was a pretty effective little device, the little clapping thing. Mm-hmm. That was good. I liked that.
I've seen a trailer for some horror movie that's coming out that's PG-13.
Mm-hmm.
And I contend that you can't make a good horror movie that's PG-13.
Well, I think you could if all of the scares were psychological and not gory.
Yeah.
Like any of those little Asian girl ones.
Well, not wasn't maybe I'm just doing initials, but for some reason I thought Poltergeist was PG.
It was, but that was before
they
invented the PG-13 that came with Gremlins and the
right. So it wasn't quite bad enough for an R,
right?
But they didn't have anywhere else to put
it.
So
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Exorcist is still the best.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that the first time, like on network, when we only had 4 channels.
Yeah.
And it was the edited for TV version, and
sure,
it still made me sleep in my brother's room for a good month and a half.
Oh, yeah.
And he was younger than me.
That's the first time I ever saw it.
Yeah.
And then the new version where they've put in the scenes that they left out.
Oh, yeah.
The spider crawl.
And reading the book is so good.
Oh, the book is amazing.
And the way he describes that spider crawl, they didn't even do it justice. It's just so upsetting.
Mm-hmm. I think, again, the first time I saw The Exorcist, and this was weird, and this was when I went, this is a good country, was once again in Amsterdam. but it wasn't the same trip that I got thrown out of a bar. I was much younger. I was probably 13, either 11 or 13. The television in the hotel lobby had The Exorcist on.
Hmm.
That's impressive.
And it's Dutch TV, so it's not edited. It was, you know.
Nice.
It was the exorcism scene with the crucifix and everything. And I'm walking through the lobby and I'm like, what the fuck? Okay.
Nice.
Because if you have no context for that scene and you just come across it in a hotel lobby, it's pretty disturbing.
It's disturbing anyway.
Well, yeah, but imagine not realizing it's part of a movie and you're just walking through a hotel and you see that.
This is why I don't know why Billy
11.
Friedkin has not directed Stephen King.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, because everybody that's done Stephen King has just sucked at it. I mean, has there been a good one yet?
Shawshank.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Shawshank.
Dead Zone, because you got Cronenberg.
Which one?
Dead Zone.
That one's
you got
great.
Cronenberg and Walken in that one.
Yep.
I guess I have to rewatch that.
Mm, that's pretty good.
But I think it probably stops there.
Yeah, it might.
Dead Zone and Shawshank. Everything else, because I'm a Stephen King fan. I've read most of the books.
Mm-hmm.
Every book that they have turned into a movie has not done it justice. The closest they ever got was for me, like you said, Dead Zone, Shawshank, and there's Green Mile, and Christine
was awesome. Loved
that. Was it
The Mist? Have you seen The Mist?
Yeah.
Frank Darabont.
Yeah. Is it okay?
He's got a director's cut that's black and white.
Oh.
That improves it by a good 80%.
And Darabont did it. I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yep.
Well.
I like The Shining, but that's because I'm a Kubrick fan, and it doesn't really have anything to do with the book.
Right.
No, the miniseries, The Shining, was good, though. The one with Rebecca De Mornay.
I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was good.
Okay, I believe you. I'm not doubting you. I'm just saying I can neither confirm nor deny.
Right.
Neither confirm nor deny your opinion.
Yes.
As being correct or not.
That's true. I just finished Duma Key.
Did you finish that already?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sucked that up
you
so
flew
fast.
Through that.
Yes.
I don't know
and
what that is.
You just texted me on Saturday about that?
Oh, yeah. I was done 2 days ago.
Man.
Boom. Done.
Man. That's impressive.
Yeah, well, I like my Stephen King. And we've been plowing through the Dark Tower series again because I never finished all of it. I don't remember why I gave up.
Yeah.
But now I'm most of the way through. Now I just have to Google. I'm like, oh, God damn it, he's made me feel affection for this animal. And so, like, the last one I was really glad because somebody tried to kill an animal, and they ended up killing someone else instead of the animal, and I was really glad about that, so I tweeted to Stephen King about that. But, you know, Oi,
yeah,
the Billy Bumbler, the little raccoon
thing.
The
Billy Bumbler.
Oh,
yeah. It was all, damn you, Stephen King, what are you going to do? And I couldn't remember, so, yeah. Because the thing I like about Stephen King is that it's really scary, but it also, you feel compassion for the characters, and like you can tell that their deepest fears are things like loss and sadness and the having something happen to the people they love and stuff like that, like real people. And so I like that, but it also means that, fuck, man, do that to the dog, and then I'm a fucking waste for days. And so I start feeling a sick feeling in my stomach, and I'm like, what are you going to do to the dog, King?
So is it safe to assume you've not read Cujo?
I have read Cujo.
Oh, okay. How'd that go?
That actually wasn't a bad movie either.
It is, yeah. It again... Changed
the ending. Yeah, it again is very separate from the book, because it's really hard to have a movie from the dog's point of view.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I will not read Cujo again.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fine, and it's very scary, and it's certainly one of his best ones, and I don't need to reapproach that.
Yeah.
I'd rather that you killed infants or old people.
Right.
Or something, you know. But
sure, the weak.
Yeah, the weak. Whatever. I don't need to
fuck
know about that. Yeah, fuck the weak. So, yeah, I don't. I usually don't.
And I don't remember, because it's been so long since I've seen that. What about Firestarter? Was that any good? I don't remember.
It wasn't one of his very best ones, but I'd say good, strong, middle of the road. Why not?
Yeah. It's neither high nor low.
Yeah.
Have you read Duma Key, Len?
I have not.
You should pick it up.
Sounds like it.
I thought I had. I didn't realize there was one that I had missed, and it's pretty good. And he actually makes good use of the image of the evil little twin girls again, which is kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
They're different twin girls, but just as upsetting, I found. And,
mm-hmm.
Oh, and it turned out to be.
Oh, is that the one about? Is that the sequel to The Shining, essentially?
No, that's Bleak House.
Okay.
No.
It's Dr. Sleep.
Dr. Sleep, yes. Okay. And then Bleak House, Black House is the sequel to The Talisman.
Talisman.
Right. So I had just finished Do My Key the other day, and I was home by myself, and I'd literally just put it down like an hour before. And I'm cleaning, and I think I hear something at the door, and then I think I don't hear something, and then the dogs are alerting like there's something at the door, but it could be a cat. And so, just out of curiosity, I went over and looked out, and there was a pair of eyes looking in to my, and I fucking screamed.
Well, yeah. As you should have.
I know, I screamed really loud, and it was actually just a nice young man who wanted to make sure that I intended to vote. But it was just really great because...
I was going to, but you scared the shit out of me, and I'm not going to now. Go away.
Yes, and I just... Oh, it was right after I'd seen that, The Walking Dead, too. So the two things together, I was...
Right.
Just didn't work out okay for me that day.
Yeah.
And then you peed in your purse and called it a day.
I did pee in my purse. That's why I like the... You know, you want to... No fabric purses for me. I'm too excitable.
So are you a... Noise in the dark. Are you a investigate person, or are you pull the blankets around your head and close your eyes tighter?
I'm a wake Dylan and say things like, "Don't you care about this family?" Person.
You're by yourself.
Oh.
I forget that other people are not by themselves when they're sleeping. I always forget that.
No, I'm an investigator.
Because you're a turn around and look.
Yeah, but I don't like it.
Yeah, I'm not.
No, you just, like, forget that it happened.
Yep.
If you don't see it, it doesn't exist.
That's right. Make sure my feet are covered.
Yeah, what is it about the
I don't
covers?
Know. I don't know. But if my feet aren't covered, that's bad, because they can get you that way.
They can get me if my arms are outside the blanket.
Yes, absolutely
I
correct.
I simply can't. Even now, I'm unable to sleep with my arms outside the blanket.
Yeah, no matter how... And it's hellish on me in the summer, because no matter how hot it is, I have to be completely covered, or I can't... It's awful.
Yes, things can happen.
Yes. They can get you that way. I don't know who they are, but...
But you don't want to find out.
No, but they're... But blankets are an immunity shield against them, whatever they are.
I don't really know why that is.
Nice.
Are you an investigator or a...
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
You're just a guy that doesn't believe in that stuff anyway, so...
No, I wouldn't say that.
Really? You seem so sensible.
I'm like Fox Mulder. I want to believe. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
You know. I'm going to find out what it is.
Have you had any real-life creepy experiences? This is the season to talk about those, I just realized.
In fact, it is.
No, I mean, when I was a kid, I thought I saw a little specter or something float across the room and go, like, walk into our mirror. But I don't know for sure. I mean, it was 12, so, you know, who knows?
Really?
But yeah. Yeah. I don't know what it was.
What did it look like?
It just looked like a shape. You know, like just this shadow kind of moving across the room and walked into the mirror. Which, you know, my bedroom was in the basement, so I already had that story. I was freaked out about everything, so.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And my wife she hasn't seen him for a while, but she would see my grandpa kind of at our old house.
Really?
Yeah. Kind of just standing there watching us, making sure everything was okay. And my son has supposedly seen him.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Jody's a very sensible person.
She is. She's
very sensible.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's actually physically seen your granddad?
Yes.
What does she say about that?
She says, oh, did you see your grandpa last night? I was like, what are you talking about? She said, oh, he was standing down at the edge of the bed. Like, oh, okay. And like our old dog would just be, you know, sitting in the rug and would, you know, get that look of some, like you mentioned, and go and sit. I have one of my grandpa's rocking chairs in our house, and he would just go sit and stare at this rocking chair. So, yeah. You know, who knows? Who knows? But that's about as creepy as it gets.
I lived in a house with John, actually. I lived with the same person for like 14 years in a non-romantic life partnering sort of way. And we lived in this house that's actually only about two blocks from where I live now. And weird stuff would happen there, like faucets would turn on for no reason. Hmm. Or all of the animals in a room would all look at the same place in the doorway all at the same time with that, like, meeting the eyes of a person look that the dogs and cats get. They would all look up and... or you'd be... Like, I had a computer. My computer desk was where you could sort of look through into the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And I would start to say something and think that I was talking to John because I could see him out of the corner of my eye, and then I would realize that he'd been gone for hours. He used to wake up because there was a woman that woke him up crying in the room that he slept in.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd hear it for hours. And even when he was wide awake, he would listen and he could hear this sort of distant weeping sound. And it seemed to be coming from, like, a closet in there. And then one time I was sitting in there, and I get really focused on stuff, especially if I'm writing or something. And so I sort of became dimly aware that what I was hearing was something sort of bumping along the wall in my bedroom. And I didn't sleep in my bedroom because it freaked me out. It just didn't feel right, and I slept on my couch. But it sounded like an object was sort of clunking along the wall at, like, maybe shoulder height, just going around the room.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, so I am an investigator, so I'm alone, and I think there's some disembodied clunking happening in this other room, and it's far too tall for, like, a cat or something, and it's going around the room in a way that seemed like it couldn't really travel like that. And so I got up and turned the handle on my door and went to push it open, and something pushed back for just a second, and it shut. So then, like, I had this weird little jolt of adrenaline, and then I was just like, no, I want to see what's in there. And so and then it opened very easily, and I couldn't tell what had been clunking. I think I found something sitting in a place that it shouldn't have been sitting, but I don't remember what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lamp or something like that, but yeah, it was odd. That house was very weird. And then the lady that owns it now lives there. And I was talking to her one day when we were walking the dogs, because I introduced myself, because I'd lived there for like 7 years, so I was a really long tenant for her. And she said, I said, so do you have roommates here? And she said, yeah, I live with, you know, two friends of mine and the ghost. And I was like, really, the ghost? And yeah, so she says that they all have weird experiences too. But I'd have faucets just come on full blast and not really know what had happened. It was interesting.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, and I had a couple people come in and be like, immediately walk in my house and be like, can't you feel that? And I'd be like, what?
Right.
They're like, there's just stuff in here. But I was home by myself so much and like a night owl, and so I was always up at like 4 o'clock in the morning by myself. And it didn't really bother me or anything, but I guess now that I think about it, it seemed kind of like white noise. Like, it was just an odd place. I don't know what I was perceiving.
Mm-hmm.
If I was perceiving anything, but it was odd.
Yeah.
How about you? Nope.
I'm sitting here trying to think, and I have absolutely nothing to share with this conversation.
I've seen spirits make you vomit.
Yes, those kind of spirits have affected me quite often.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't have any kind of weird things that I can think of. I did a lot of hallucinogens, so I'm sure they happened, but... I can't think of any right now.
I used to hear something calling me when I was little. And I was an only child, and I lived, you know, with my grandparents out in the you know, the boonies or whatever. And occasionally I would, like, look up and say, what? Because I kept hearing something. But I might just be psychotic. I mean, who knows?
Could be.
I don't hear anyone calling me now.
That's good.
There was a time when I heard hooting from time to time, but now it's just usually honking and telling me to get out of the street.
Stop throwing up those flowers.
Oh, God.
Those belong to all of us.
At my age, you really do not wish to vomit into public petunias.
No. No. Although, makes you feel young.
Oh, yeah. Especially, I just played Blanche DuBois that very evening, and so I was on this, like, I was feeling very... You know, like that was an apex for me artistically, and so I felt great that night, and I'd given a really good performance and ended up with two martinis over like 3 hours. I mean,
oh,
honestly,
yeah, we were there for a long time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not like I drank too much. I had two martinis over 3 hours and smoked a cigar and yarked all over the fucking flower beds on Tejon Street.
Yeah, I usually drink at about a 4-to-1 rate.
I was going to say.
With Beth.
Yeah. Lord.
Yeah, you know, our friend Sarah's always like, would you fucking take another sip of that, please?
Yeah.
I try.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not, it doesn't taste good if you drink it too fast.
Sure. If that's the way you drink, it's fine.
I have other vices.
It's probably actually better since those drinks are like $9.
They are $9. That's true. They're good, though.
Yeah.
It's high class of liquor, that place.
I'm fine with my well bourbon.
Yes. Well, you're getting out more now that your child is able to care for itself somewhat.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. A little bit.
I mean, I wouldn't like give him a car yet or leave him alone.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we've finally worked out the system of, all right, I'm going to go do this. You stay home this night and we'll reverse it. And, you know, luckily, my wife's not big on going out, I guess. That's luckily. And I'm not huge on it, but, you know, there's a good compromise there. So I'm finally getting, actually reemerging into public a little bit.
Yeah, it's nice. I noticed that the parents of small children are very much like Clark Kent and Superman.
Yeah.
Like you really, I don't know that you aren't Jody because
I've
never seen you two together.
Yeah, yeah. And anytime we have a meeting at the company, it's always, where's Jody? Well, I'm here, so you know where she is.
Right.
Right.
So.
And you can't bring your son yet.
We could, but why?
No.
Keep him out of the theater as much as possible. And take him to law schools and hospitals.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Steer him on the right direction. Yeah.
Well, I have a couple. We have a few friends you could introduce him to where he would be like, oh, God, I don't want to be an actor. No. That'd be all right.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're pretty fun people.
Yeah, most of us are fun.
Yeah.
Most of us.
Mostly.
Mostly.
First Alien was another one. Freaked the fuck out of me.
Yeah, that completely formed Dylan's brain, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything is about, like, something that happened in Alien, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't really know why that is.
Really?
He has a lot of nightmares starring Giger's Alien.
Yeah.
Really?
That fucked his shit up. Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah, it's that formed all kinds of ideas about strength and fear and all kinds of stuff.
Huh.
Like, Alien fucked Dylan's shit up.
Okay, so that came out in late 70s. It was pretty hard R.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember there was a doll?
I had it.
Oh, did you really?
Oh, yeah, the big one.
With the little jaws that came out?
Mm-hmm, the little trigger on the back of his head.
Oh, that would be so awesome.
Why do you fucking do a doll for a show that children aren't even supposed to see?
Awesome. Yeah. It was awesome.
Because the doll is not for children, obviously.
No, it is.
I had it as a child.
Was it?
Yeah,
it,
you can YouTube the commercial.
Yeah.
And that they would run on some Saturday mornings.
But,
and it's kids, you know, nine-year-old kids playing with this alien doll, you know, with the little teeth.
But how would they know what the doll was supposed to be?
Doesn't matter.
Because they're
not
allowed to
see
it. Well, my mother took me to see Tunnel Vision when I was a very small child.
Tunnel Vision.
Yeah. I thought I fucking made that up in my head for the longest time. It was some kind of weird 70s movie that was sort of formed like Kentucky Fried movie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And like the thing that kept showing up was an eyeball that came out of a pair of wet red lips. Then I would roll open in her lips, and it would say tunnel vision. And there were these weird little vignettes that were sort of sexual and sort of satirical, and very surreal in that 70s way. And it was entirely inappropriate for my mother to take me to it, but she didn't really know what she was like. Dylan's parents did not understand what they were taking him to when they took him to see Alien and like ruined his poor little life. But so my mother takes me to this movie, and for years I've been saying to people, have you seen Tunnel Vision? And everyone's like, no. And I'm like, and the imagery is so surreal and strange, and also no one else remembers it. But
but it's a real thing, huh?
It is a real thing. Google Tunnel Vision. It will fuck you. I mean, it just wasn't right for a child to see.
Yeah.
I mean, there was like pubic hair and a thing about a pregnant man and strange sitcom style things about sexual awkwardness and an eyeball, a very wet looking eyeball coming out of wet looking lips.
Because a wet eyeball is sexual. That's awesome.
That's
That's awesome.
I don't think it was all supposed to be sexual. It was definitely like that 70s surrealism. I mean,
right.
And anti-establishment. There was lots of stuff about, I still don't know, and I haven't ever seen it again. Or maybe I tried to see it once, and I don't know. I don't really remember now.
Well, I'm going to try to see it.
You really should, and then imagine me seeing it when I was like 6 or something, and just being like, what? What is going on here? And you remember back in the day, I mean, all women's bushes were just huge.
That was the thing.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, yeah, big soccer ball bush.
Looked like you had Joan Armatreading in a headlock.
Yes, absolutely. I remember my mother, like, going to, you know, swimming pools or whatever in a striped pink bikini and, you know, it was like, bikini. Something's eating the bikini bottom. It just looked like animals worrying pieces of fabric, wet animals.
That sounds like an 80s low-budget horror movie, Something's Eating the Bikini Bottom.
It kind of was. Nobody thought anything of it, which, I mean, nobody, I didn't realize you were supposed to trim until, I guess by the time it was my turn, then of course we all learned to loathe our body hair, and so I was filled with healthy loathing for my natural self, and
fantastic.
Did not have the Coco the gorilla pubes. My mother's could sign for kitten and ball.
Oh,
hat.
Dear.
Hat. Nana. Yeah, so everyone in the movie had big bushes.
Yeah.
Big smelly bushes.
I loved Kentucky Fried Movie when I found it when I was like 12.
Yeah. I think Tunnel Vision, I don't really know. I have no way of comparing it because I can only remember it like through the eyes of a 4-year-old.
Closest thing I had to porn.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. The scene at the end with the newscaster. When the couple's fucking on the couch.
I don't really remember that.
It's the very last scene in the movie. In Kentucky Fried Movie. And there's a couple sitting on the couch watching the news, and then they start making out, and they start having sex on the couch. And it's shot from behind the couch, and you see them from the side, and then you can see the TV behind them, and the newscaster starts looking like he can see them.
Hmm.
And he starts calling members of the crew over, and they're all watching them and getting all excited, and then, yeah. But that was the closest thing to porn that I could get my hands on at that time. Because it was a naked girl riding on top of a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we'd get the scrambled signal for Cinemax where you would, you know, right. Try to catch a nipple here and there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I saw one.
I think I saw a butt.
I saw one, I
That's
swear.
What that was.
Yep. It was either scrambled spice or... Why wasn't that one of the Spice Girls? Spice Channel? Scrambled Spice? That would have been a good Spice Girl name.
Yeah.
Either Scrambled Spice or Kentucky Fried Movie. That was all we had. We didn't have this internet like you kids today with your hairy palms.
Yeah. Back in our day, it was one girl and a plastic glass. That's all there was.
Yeah.
Ooh. It was a reach.
No, it took me a minute, but I got it. Go home and think about that one, Frank.
One girl in a spoon. There. Okay, well, this has been Steve Emily. He's got a show coming up. You will not see it because you were in Ghana. We'd like to have you on the show. Glad you came back. Please do it again.
Yes, thanks for coming by. And I believe I may have a fellow podcaster lined up as our guest next week.
Score?
From sunny Los Angeles, California.
Los Angeles, California.
It's in the works. We'll see if it actually... She was busy today, but we'll see if it actually happens.
Yeah, we'll see.
So stay tuned, Frank. We may have a special guest from the left coast.
Okay. Take the stairs, week. Frank.
Yeah, don't get caught in any elevators. And if you do, choose a P-corner immediately. It's very important.
Okay.
So... Give us a rating and a review on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Babu. Tell a friend about the show if you like it. If you don't like it, tell me. I'll fix it.
Sometimes we don't want you to fix it. We just want to feel heard.
All right. Well, we want to feel heard, too, so let us know that you heard us. And until next time, remember to use your outside voices.
Bye, Frank.